This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Connecting Caregivers on the Tantalk Network, where you can find help and hope with me, guest host Becky Moultrie from Assisting Hands Home Care, with my awesome producer Ed on the boards.
Friday.
So glad you decided to spend some time with us today. And we have to wish a very happy birthday to Linda. Linda's not here with us today. She is out in Colorado, and she's probably wondering why I haven't hit the go live here. I'm trying to get us going live here on Facebook, so we'll let that go.
I can tap into that for you, and I would play a happy birthday song for her, but then we'll get kicked off of...
Yeah, then we'll get charged some fee, and that's just so. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to Linda. So that's my rendition of my happy birthday song. Linda, we love you so much. She's out with family celebrating in Colorado, celebrating a new granddaughter who's going to be a great-granddaughter, her great-grandchild coming on. Her granddaughter's having a baby, so we're excited for Linda, and she's having a great time out spending some time with family. I'm going to talk with you about a couple different things today. I want to talk about Silver Santas, and the holidays are fast approaching. So we got that coming up. And then I'm going to have Alicia Kelly from Tricom Healthcare Health Center on with us today. She's running a few minutes late, so I'm going to fill a little bit of time talking with them about Silver Santas. Silver Santas is a grassroots program started about, 14 years ago by Better Living for Seniors. Better Living for Seniors, also called BLS, is an offshoot of the Area Agency on Aging here in Pasco and Pinellas Counties, Florida. We operate under the area, under the Department of Elder Affairs, and under the Department of Elder Affairs for the state of Florida, the Area Agency does different services for seniors in Pasco and Pinellas counties. And one of those is a consortium of business professionals who gather together to serve seniors in the county. And one of those things that we saw many years ago was that we've got a lot of seniors who are on Medicaid. And who are in senior housing. And when you're in senior housing on Medicaid, you basically, whatever you have in Social Security income, if you've got any pension, if you've got any savings, that all goes towards your housing. And then the state of Florida supplements that housing need and makes a payment into your account at your senior living facility. So you're living in assisted living. And each month that senior gets an allowance. And don't quote me on this, but I want to say it's about $54 a month that senior gets to spend for their daily necessities, their extra items they need. Now, the facility's taking care of their housing, their food, but if they need any toiletries, like if they need shampoo, if they need body wash, if they need a new pair of socks or a little blanket to throw over them when they sit down, if they need anything, they got to pay for it themselves, and they have to pay for it out of that $54 that is their monthly allowance. So what we do every year is we have a program called Silver Santas. You can visit the website silversantas.org to make monetary donations. But if you want to bring some items to donate to them, We are looking for things like shampoo, body wash, socks, blankets, art supplies. They love art supplies. Sweatshirts in large, extra large, XXL, muumuus or house dresses. Those can be donated if you go come by the Pinellas Park Chamber in Pinellas Park. The address there is 5851 Park Boulevard. It's at the Park Station. Stop in there anytime this coming week. The building's open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And if you want to drop some items off, we're actually having a little mixer on Monday evening from 5 to 7, hosted by the Pinellas Park Chamber. And I have somebody who just sat down next to me who's in the house. She is our vice president at the chamber, owner of Tricom Health Center, Alicia Kelly. Welcome, Alicia.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we're glad to have you here today. Talking a little bit about Silver Santas here, but what I want to talk with you about is Tricom Health and what you do, and maybe tell me how you started in Tricom Health.
Tricom, three hair combs. Tricom.
There we
go. Nobody ever gets it. It's okay. I started Tricom Health Center in February of 2019. Cannabis has always been a big part of my life. Me and my husband have been together for 19 years, and he's bipolar, so he was always a smoker, and it was frustrating because it was illegal, and I'm a big follower of the rules. So I was like, no, it's illegal, you can't. And then in 2015, it was still illegal, but I got cancer, and because of that, I was gung-ho against it. No, I still don't want to. In 2016, when it was passed, I still was not there yet, but my friend, he tricked me into trying one of his gummies. Oh, I'm sorry, his chocolate. It was a little chocolate piece. And I'll tell you, it was the first time in over a year that I wasn't in pain. It was the best thing that had ever happened to me, and I started a medical program at the office I was working at, and we started to see patients. My grandmother had cancer. She was one of our first patients. My husband was then legal, and he was allowed to have cannabis, so it really changed everything. Well, in 2019, I was sick of working for other people and watching people get screwed over, so I said, let's do it. So I put I took a loan against my house and started my business.
So, you know, for Linda's listeners out there today, I wanted to bring to the conversation something that is it's very controversial with people. Mm-hmm. Cannabis and marijuana and the medicinal uses of it. Because we have a lot of caregivers out there that are caring for individuals with Parkinson's or someone with Alzheimer's dementia or various other different dementia-related diseases. And in Florida, cannabis has been legal for medical use since
2016.
Mm-hmm. And you have been a great advocate for helping families find solutions to live better and to do it legally and do it in a medically sound way that works with physicians,
right,
and works with doctors to provide a solution that's specific for that individual. It's catered to each individual. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, that's the one thing I love about this program. A lot of people look at me and they say, oh, you know, you like it because it's a good moneymaker, or you want to be able to have all of these things. Honestly, I don't have a bunch of money. It's not about the money for me. It's about the patients. I've been in the medical field for like 15 years, but when it comes down to our office, we wanted to make sure that it was about the patient, not the cost. The one thing I love about this program most of all is that you get to take control of your own health. As a patient who has had cancer, who has lupus, who has all these issues, I hated having to go and take the same medication that everybody else is taking 3 to 4 times a day, and it's just what it is. Now I can cater it to what I need. So if I'm a lightweight in any capacity, it's easier for me to have a tiny little bit of something and still feel relief versus my husband, who obviously is a heavier user, And he would, what he took, I'd be asleep for 2 weeks, you know? So it really does help cater to your body, your needs, and it's not the same for everybody. So you can genuinely say, no, no, I don't need that. I need this. And, you know, it's just not somebody just telling you what to take and you being stoned or messed up all day. So.
Right. And I can tell you, we had one client for us at Assisting Hands. Can't talk specifically about that client. But I can say that for him, it was very important for the family to be able to make adjustments mm-hmm. to his medication based upon where he has been in his progression of his Parkinson's.
Right.
And, you know, you have to be able to tweak it. So having a physician that you can talk to, having a center that is very much attuned to listening to you is so important if you are going to go down this road of pursuing really anything in your health care. It's important to have those physicians that do listen to you.
That's also another thing I really love about it. So as much as the physicians in our office loves to help, we will always guide. It really does become a patient center. It's more about what the patient does. So if you go to a dispensary and you pick up your products and it's too much or not enough, you get to adjust that. You don't have to wait to your next appointment to talk to the doctor to see if you... The best part about it is you can't overdose either. So you can, if you take too much, you go to sleep. You fall asleep, you wake up, you're hungry, happy, sleepy, but you're okay. So you can't really overdose. So you really can help yourself figure out those right areas that you want to be in and then adjust accordingly. So you don't have to wait for that next month appointment or that next week appointment. Like, there is no waiting there. You can adjust it on your own and not worry about, you know, going into a coma or passing out or all these other things. I mean, there's no downfall on that end. So.
Gotcha. Tell me a little bit, you know, I was trying to do a little research prior to our program today, and wanted to talk to you about the difference between THC and CBD, and can you talk about that a little bit with us?
Well, so there's hundreds of thousands of cannabinoids. Those are the two most known cannabinoids, CBD and THC. CBD, I like, everyone's going to have their own opinions, obviously.
Sure.
There's lots of documentation. CBD on most spectrums is the medicinal side of it. So that's the stuff that you're going to take. The way I refer it to in my office when I talk to patients are CBD is like your multivitamin. You take it every day. You don't really feel anything different, but you just take it every day. After about 2 weeks, you feel better. You wake up, you're looser, your body feels better. You know, your serotonin levels have leveled out. So it's really working in the background. Your THC is more like your oxycodone or your benzo, it's, you know, your Xanax, those types of things. It's the, I need the relief right now. I need to fix this. I can't wait 2 weeks. That's kind of how I correlate them.
So they're
them.
More of your rescue meds.
Correct.
Whereas your CBD is more of your maintenance.
And people all the time, we hear it every day. They say, oh, I tried CBD once. It don't work. Well, it's not going to work because CBD has to titrate. You have to use it continuously in order to feel any type of benefit from it. So you want to use it on a daily basis every day, whether you feel like it's working or not, for a minimum of 2 weeks. And then, you know, then you start wondering, okay, do I need to take a little bit more, a little bit less? But what a lot of people don't realize is the more CBD you have built into your system, the less THC you need for relief. So
interesting.
It's called the entourage effect. They work together. They correlate together.
Right. Okay. So, tell me a little bit about your experience with working with individuals caring for somebody in our senior community, providing care for them. Can you give us any stories?
Yes. So a lot of people think cannabis. The first thing I hear all the time is, oh, it's the weed lady. And I take care of all these young hippies. Then that's all of our patients. We have 13,000 patients, and I would say about 70% of them are over the age of 60 years old.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, so we take care of a lot of our, you know, quote-unquote senior citizens. And most of them, 90% of them come in, and I would say even 98% of them come in and say, I'm sick of doing it this way. I've got to find something else. I'm done. I'm over it. So we've seen a lot of people come in, they're frustrated, they just want a different way, but they're from that generation where it's like, oh, this is wrong, this is horrible, don't do it. And then they realize, like, oh, wow, this is actually brilliant. I had a patient, she's probably one of the most influential patients I've ever had. It was when I first opened, she was on, I don't know, I think it was 18 medications at the time. She was extremely overweight. She was depressed. She was done. She was just like, I can't do this anymore. I can't spend time with my grandchildren. They don't even trust me to watch them. Like, I'm just a mess. She was on a med pump as well, like a pain blocker. And she was just done with life. She's like, I can't do this. So we got her all on the program. We helped her through. We don't see patients monthly like most doctors. We see patients every 7 months. So it's a real long time before we have to see them again. So 7 months later, she comes back in. She had dropped about 60 pounds. She was off almost all of her medications. I think she was down to, when I say almost all, I mean, she was on 18. I think she was down to like 6.
That's amazing to drop down.
Yes.
Drop 2/3 of your meds and say, you know what, I don't need that anymore.
And she said for the first time in like 15 years, she was going on a hike with her grandchildren. And it was just like that right there. We all were in tears because it was like, are you kidding? This is a woman who was at the end of her life, according to her. And now she's out going on a hike. Like, really? I want to go on a hike.
Right.
It's pretty awesome.
Because isn't at the end of the day, when we are working with caregivers, we're trying to find a solution to help them thrive. And to me, thrive means live the best at wherever your status is. So if that means you can go on a hike, if that means you can get up and get out of bed, if that means you can go to a restaurant and maybe have a meal, if that means your grandkids can come over and you can play a card game with them and watch a show or go sit in the backyard, whatever that thrive is that you can get somebody to, that's a beautiful gift.
I would say about a year and a half ago is when we started to see a lot more of the caregiver side of things in my office. So we see a lot more people come in, whether it's a family member that's caregiving or a hired caregiver that would come in and just be at their wit's end. Like, I need something. I can't watch them wither away anymore. I can't watch them, you know, be so self-destructive anymore, those types of things. And we started to really start catering to that side. And again, in our office, we started to help them kind of understand, because obviously with HIPAA laws and things like that, but there's always things that we can say in generalized. So for example, I have a patient that is extreme dementia and they were very erratic all the time, and their daughter came in, they were frustrated. They're like, we don't know what to do. So we helped them get a higher CBD dose medication. And now they are, I mean, it doesn't cure dementia, but they are calmer, they're better. It definitely helps with the side effects of things to where they're not as erratic. But we've had patients that are on end-stage cancer or that have end-stage cancer, and their husbands come in and be like, we're not going to allow them to give up. She has to do chemo. And that's a big one for me because I've had cancer twice. I understand wanting to be done. I get it. I truly understand when a woman or a man says, I'm not doing treatment again. I feel that wholeheartedly. So to have a family member tell them they're not giving up, like, that's when I go into defense mode. And I was like, listen, don't tell them what they can and can't do, but let's see if we can give them an alternative to let them try this again. But don't, you know, you, so we see it everywhere.
And it's options.
It definitely is not a replacement for some things, but it is a huge improvement when you couple it with it. So, yeah. And it is a replacement for others, in my opinion.
It's a game changer. I think it has been something that has given families new options. Individuals have choices. And isn't that what America's all about? It's about choices. And
that's what we're built on.
That's what we're built on. Absolutely. Our founding fathers. And that's what we're thankful for this week with Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. is that we live in a country that's free and we have options and you can make medical decisions. And thank God we've got, you know, great doctors that can help us make decisions. Now, how many doctors do you have on staff there?
So I technically employ 5. I have 3 that are in the office on a weekly basis.
Okay.
One that lives in Miami, so I go down there once or twice a year down in Miami area to work with him.
Wonderful.
And then I have my other doctor who's my medical director, and he just kind of comes and goes, says hi when he wants.
Oversees things, make sure everybody's doing what they're supposed to do.
He comes in and says hi, yeah.
That's good. Well, I tell you what, we're going to go to commercial break here in just a minute. We'll talk a little bit more when we come back. about where you guys are located, and maybe talk about some of the other medicinal uses of cannabis and how it's applied, and it's not just smoked. So I thought that would be interesting to talk with our listeners today. So, but before we do that, we got to hear from our sponsors. So I'm going to let Ed take it away, and let's hear from the people that help make Connecting Caregivers Radio every day happen.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library, or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
Sean W. Scott has been practicing elder law and qualifying clients for Medicaid for over 30 years. While his practice is in all areas of estate planning, such as durable power of attorney, healthcare surrogates, and wills, he also prides himself on having a 100% accuracy rate on getting clients approved for Medicaid. Why Medicaid, you may ask? Do you want to pay up to $16,000 a month for a nursing home should the time come? Obviously, no one wants to have to endure this cost. So, even though you may have planned well for retirement, the reality is, things happen. Planning ahead is never too soon. You need to make sure your income and assets are protected so that you can take care of you and your loved ones. Florida law is very specific on how and what is protected and how to protect it. Give Sean a call. He can help. 727-539-0181. That's 727-539-0181.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Good afternoon, and we're back on the air, Connecting Caregivers Radio, the Tantalk Network, where you can find help and hope with me, your guest host today, Becky Moultrie. I've got Alicia Kelly in the house, and today's somebody's birthday. Do we have her on the air? Is she on the radio with us or on the phone? Happy birthday!
Thank you. I didn't know he was going to do that.
Linda Burhans is on the line. Where are you, my lady? You're off traveling again this week. Tell me where you are.
I'm in Colorado Springs.
Colorado Springs. And what are you doing out there?
And my heart is full. My heart is just full. I'm here with my granddaughter and her husband. And she's expecting a baby in a couple months, so it's just a delightful time. And we had a wonderful Thanksgiving dinner, and I get to visit some other relatives today.
That is amazing. Is it snowing out there?
A little bit. Not too much. It's cold enough for me, though.
Don't bring it back, please. Don't bring it back. You can send us pictures and love, but no snow today.
I wanted to say thank you so much for filling in today, and I'm listening to the show, and I agree with a lot that's being chatted about, because you know me, I want you on as little medications as possible. And I've seen with my caregivers the success stories that have happened with them making those kind of changes.
Thank you, Linda.
And in fact, I want to also say I got a lot of positive responses from people that had a great holiday yesterday because they just low-keyed it, and they just spent time with their loved ones. So I'm happy they did that.
I tell you what, that's what the holidays is all about, is finding where we are and embracing that moment of where we are, and keep it simple. That give it a kiss, keep it simple, stupid, is so important, especially as we're aging and you're working with someone who maybe has some either diminished cognition or diminished abilities, capabilities.
Well, you know, the thing, Becky, at my age, I don't like 100 people around either.
Yeah,
I want to be able to sit down and talk to people. I want to be able to hear myself think.
Absolutely.
It got a little crazy there for a while with the holidays.
It did. You know, we have to put so many people around the table, and everybody's got to come. And I think that's something that's important for our listeners to remember, is it's okay to spread out the holidays. I mean, we've got, 20,
another month.
Probably 28 days here till Christmas, if I'm counting right, maybe 27. You know, spread it out. You don't have to do it all in one day. Have this son come one day and this daughter come another day, and maybe this set of grandkids come a different time. And maybe you do it via FaceTime, or maybe you do it via a phone call. Maybe they send a picture book. Maybe they make a video for you this year. And then you can watch it over and over again. You know, there's so many different options, but you don't have to cram them all into one day.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah.
All right, my friend. Well, you got a show to do, so I will talk to you soon. I'll see you in a couple days.
You got it, love. Have a safe trip home for everybody that's traveling out there these Thanksgiving holidays. We wish you all the best and Godspeed.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right. God bless you, Linda. All right. Well, that was great to hear from Linda, and happy, happy birthday to her. I was watching on Facebook this morning. I have never seen somebody get so many Facebook happy birthday wishes than Linda Burian's. Probably one of the people with the biggest hearts I've ever known. So, and we are so blessed to be here today. So, Alicia, tell me a little bit more. We're talking about cannabis, medical marijuana, its uses, particularly for our listeners here who are caregivers, who are trying to find out a little bit more about it. When I think of medical marijuana, I think of somebody, are they smoking weed? What are they doing? But there's different routes that cannabis can be received.
Yes. So it's funny. People, like I said, they call me the weed lady, but quote unquote, whatever. I don't actually like that term. I don't like the marijuana term. I use cannabis, so that's why it starts with me. It's always cannabis. But with that, I do have a terminal lung condition, and I don't put anything into my lungs. So I'm grateful that we have so many different routes nowadays. We have topicals, we have sublinguals, so you could go under the tongue. Topical, sublingual. You have edibles, so you can eat it. There's also oils that you can put in and make your own edibles. They make edibles as well. You have concentrates. You have, I'm trying to think. Oh, man, I know all of this off the top of my head. So it's oral, edible. Oh, yeah, orals. So not just edibles, but oral. So that would be like your capsules and things like that. And actually, it's funny. We tell people all the time to take, instead of buying the capsules, because capsules are usually about 25 milligrams of THC, which could be a lot even for a heavy smoker, because it's a lot to the gut at one time. So we actually tell people they can buy capsules on Amazon, like the empty ones, and put in as much of the oil as they'd like to, and then freeze it. That way they can cut it up and they can really microdose it in the best way. So, I mean, there's so many different routes that people can do. There's suppositories for those that can't ingest anything. Again, you can make your own suppositories. So it's definitely a game changer as far as, you know, people just getting used to having flour, rolling it up and smoking it.
Okay. That's pretty amazing. Now, the process of getting connected with a company like yours, how do they start the process?
Well, cannabis is still federally illegal, so a lot of people that have, most insurances won't touch it. There are some private insurances, but there's none that I know of off the top of my head. There's some that are doing some trials, but nothing that's just out and about. Like, you can't just have Blue Cross Blue Shield and be able to go get cannabis. But there, most of us are cash only type of businesses, and it ranges between costs. So that's what I tell everybody when they call us. You always want to make sure the first process, call around, ask what the process is to get into each office, what the cost is, and what that cost covers. Because we've seen everywhere, some places say, oh, it's $99, but really that $99 covers the doctor's appointment, and then it costs another $99 to put your orders in, and you have to come back every couple months, whereas legally, you only have to see the doctor once every 7 months. Sorry, that lung condition's coming.
That's okay. Take your time. We got plenty of time on the air today.
So it takes 7 months legally. So most places that are making you come back more often, that's up to the doctor's office's discretion. So a lot of them do that so that they can get that extra cost. There's other places you should never have to be charged to put in a route or your orders at all. So that's really the first process. Double check your pricing. Everywhere is between, I would say, $150 to $500. The average price should be no more than $200. Our office is $155, but we offer a lot of discounts and we offer a payment plan. There are some other offices that are comparable to mine, so we're not like the only one that does that. But you know, we joke around and say we'll hold your hand without actually touching you.
Yeah.
But the first process is obviously do your research. Second would be come in and see a doctor. There's paperwork involved with our office. It's all paperless. You do it on the computer, tablet, or phone. You just fill it all out, submit it, done. Come in, see the doctor. Have the conversation with the doctor. Do your exam. And then that's it. You either are approved or you're not approved. If at our office, if you're not approved, it's 100% money-back guarantee. If you are, then you sit down with our office staff. We get you your state application. That is the one thing that most offices don't tell people is there is a $77-$75 state fee you have to pay once you're approved. That's anywhere. That's my office. That's another office. It doesn't matter. Any doctor's office you see, you still have to pay that $77-$75.
Because this is regulated by the state of Florida.
Correct. So okay. That's the state application fee. So most people will say, oh, no, that fee was included. No, it wasn't. I promise you, it's not. Nobody pays that but you to the state. We'll help you with that process, but you still pay it anywhere you go. But once you do that, that's it. You get your card for you get your card for a full year, and then the doctor's office is every 7 months. So the best way to explain that is to be able to go to a dispensary and purchase your products or your medication, you have to have that card renewed every 7 months. To legally have it on you, it's once a year you have to pay that state fee.
So okay.
That's start to finish, whole process.
Okay, that's pretty interesting. So tell me a little bit more. Let's talk about different uses of cannabis for different diseases or disease processes that some of our seniors may be going through.
So cannabis got its big wow factor with the RSO, which is Rick Simpson oil. So he had a type of skin cancer. He has this oil. He used it. It helped, quote unquote, cure his skin cancer. Doctors can't say that it did. Us, I'm not a doctor, I can say that. But I mean, the research shows it. I mean, if you watch the process, it was amazing. But that's where it gets it. Is cancer is this big thing where it helps with cancer. It does help with the cancer cells. It also helps with the side effects of chemo and things like that. But what people don't realize is it also, and I'm about to go on a rant here, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It helps with your serotonin levels. It helps with your blood pressure. It actually helps lower the blood pressure. It helps with anxiety. It helps, you know, keep your stress levels down. It helps with your libido. It helps, you know, bring your blood sugar down. It helps in every capacity because what it's doing is it's bringing your body back to the best homeostasis it can get to from the inside out. So there's so many different things. With dementia, with Alzheimer's, it does not fix the brain. It doesn't, you know, stop the what's already happened, but what it does is it helps calm things, it helps slow things down, and it helps bring, you know, the antsiness and the anxiety and the stress from what's happening to a minimum. So it helps in so many different capacities.
So it helps balance, balance life, balance the process of, because we're all going through different deterioration of our body. We grow up, we kind of reach our peak, and then you know, our bodies are doing what our bodies do. They're not meant to last forever. So it's, how do you use your body most optimally? And if this is one of those ways that can help you get a few more years
it's about quality.
Quality.
Exactly. It's not about quantity, it's about quality. So you could live to be 100 and you could be miserable, or you could live to be 85 and be happy. You know, it's all about how this is going to be, how this is going to help you get there. This is, it's an anti-inflammatory, and it's a natural anti-inflammatory. So if you think about it, most diseases are inflammation. You know, with arthritis and anything, I mean, any type of disease, a lot of it is inflammation, whether it's the joints, whether it's swelling around the brain, whether it's, you know, around the spine, whatever it is. This usually helps kind of calm that down.
Well, and there's some new research out there with Alzheimer's disease that it's now believed to be possibly an autoimmune disease. And so, you know, inflammation that comes with those autoimmune diseases, there's definitely, as I was kind of researching before this episode, there's definitely some clinical trials that need to happen.
Oh, yeah.
We really need some more research to validate the claims that the industry has come out and said that this is what works. And so we're hoping to see some more research dollars, some more studies happening.
The first step would be, so there's a lot of research. A lot of people say, oh, we don't have enough here in the United States. Actually, we had a ton. And then with the Tax Act, it all kind of went to the background. But the United States used to use cannabis as a medicine. We used to have it in local pharmacies.
Really?
And then, yeah, and with the Tax Act, it made everything, you know, illegal. And we just became, it became like heroin and everything else, which in its own right, I understand kind of where some of that went, but we really need to reevaluate that. And the federal government needs to reclass it. Whether it's classed, right now it's a scheduled one, so it's just like cocaine and heroin and everything else. If we could just reclass it, then we could get it in with, even if we got it in with like oxycodone and things where it's like a schedule three, then we would be in a huge, we'd be in a different place, because we'd be able to do those researches or all the different research and the studies and things like that. But right now we can't, because it's illegal, quote unquote, federally illegal. So that's why you'll never hear a doctor in our industry call it a prescription. It's not a prescription. It's a recommendation, because doctors are not allowed to prescribe illegal medications.
Interesting. Okay. So is this partly because of the pharmaceutical industry?
Oh, yeah, Big Pharma, 100%. Yeah. I mean, think about it. What does Big Pharma do? Are they fixing us, or are they just giving us other things that
it's
are causing?
Patch. Yeah.
The, you know, it's, let's give them this, which is going to cause this problem, which we'll give them this medication for, which can cause X, Y, and Z. Now we've got to give them this medication. Or are we going to give them something that could actually help fix the body? Why would they want that on the market, you know?
Right. You know, years ago when my dad was battling cancer, I remember the oncologist and my mom talking and talking about, you know, will there ever be a cure for this? He had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Mm-hmm. And the doctor said, you know, if there's ever going to be a cure, it's going to come from a plant. It's going to come from something that God's already made. And it's, we got to find that plant. We got to find something that's already here on Earth, well, that's already naturally made.
90% of us know what it is. The problem is Big Pharma don't want us to know that answer. So,
yeah. Yeah. So, well, I'll tell you what, where are you guys located?
We're in Pinellas Park. We are on 6530 Park Boulevard, Pinellas Park, 33781.
Okay.
We're close to the corner of 66 and Park Boulevard.
Yeah. You're right there where the big blue tube goes over the road over,
yes, yes,
over, Park and 66th Street. So it's a great location. Do you have a website too?
Yep. It is Trichome, T-R-I-C-H-O-M, healthcenter.com.
Trichomehealthcenter.com. T-R-I-C-H-O-M, healthcenter.com.
Yep.
That's good, because I think it's important for our listeners to be able to do some research. talk to other individuals and make good, honest decisions about what their healthcare needs are and lifestyle needs.
And we have a couple patients that actually live that are in ALFs and we have caregivers that actually will bring them to the appointments, or we've actually gone there and done the appointments. It depends on if they are federally funded or not. If they're privately funded, the ALFs, they want to work with us. A lot of them really like to work with us because they can get the doctor referral from us, and then they're able to distribute the medications. The ones that are not allowed to do that, the caregivers will come to us, and then they'll get education, and then they'll go and they'll take care of the patients. And we've seen a huge success in that capacity because the patients are on less medications and they're happier. They're just doing better.
Right, right. So those are some of our area assisted living facilities, the ALFs out there. That's really interesting because you can't distribute those medications if they're federally funded. So if they're a Medicare or Medicaid receiving funding, but if they're private, they can. So that's good to know.
And I think that's about education, even on my part. I think that's about education because I don't think that it's necessarily not allowed. I just don't think that any of us have done enough research to know how to get around that stuff.
Right, right. So, how to work through the process, because it is a process, and you got to figure out the way it needs to be done and get the buy-in there.
Yeah.
So, because again, you're dealing with big corporations. So speaking of corporations and businesses, Alicia, you and I got to know each other through an organization of businesses in Pinellas Park. Mm-hmm. We got to know each other through the Pinellas Park Chamber.
Yes.
And you want to tell us a little bit about the Pinellas Park Chamber and who it incorporates and who's involved in that organization?
Yeah. So, funny story real quick. Pinellas Park Chamber, when I first joined the chamber, I had gotten a lot of people that, you know, were excited. Now I'm born and raised in Pinellas Park, so I've known that city since, obviously, I had even come around. I've walked in that city. I've ran in that city. I have caused trouble in that city.
It's home.
But when I opened my business, it was different. My dad had already had an established business in Pinellas Park, and people looked at me as, you know, this person that was bringing cannabis to Pinellas Park. And I had heard through the grapevine that a couple of the business or the board members didn't want me involved. And it really broke my heart, because I was like, I am from this city. Like, this isn't just somebody coming in from another state. Like, I want to make this city better. We had a methadone clinic in Pinellas Park that I would love to see go away one day, because these patients are really just not living their best life. And I was told that I'm making too many ripples, and I was like, well, cannonball in, here we go. And now I'm the vice president, and I couldn't be happier, because what I've done is I've changed the outlook from 90% of these people that thought what I was doing was wrong, and I've made them realize that I'm actually on the same page as them. I don't want to see everybody walking down the road getting high and acting crazy. I want to do this the right way. I want people to have access to a medication that's good for them.
Correct.
And I've made some very good friends along the way and changed a lot of minds. But the Pinellas Park Chamber, I'm extremely passionate about. I love it. The president right now is Dan from the National University of Health Sciences. I'm in the medical field, but then our board is just it's a slew of different organizations. You know, we have engineers, we have construction companies, we have restaurants, and we have about 300 members right now, and we are all about our community and giving back to the community, and really just trying to help small businesses, not just large corporations. So
right. And when we come back from our next break, we're going to talk about an event we've got coming up on Monday. We've got a big mixer coming up. We're joining with a couple other chambers in Pinellas County, and I'm going to be raising proceeds, donations for Silver Santas, helping our low-income seniors. But first, we're going to go to break and hear from those who helped this show happen.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Introducing the life-changing Footbar Walker.
I'm Peggy from Danville, Kentucky, and I'm 91 years old. The Footbar Walker revolutionized my care of George. It absolutely benefits the patient and the caregiver both, and that's the beauty of it. It's so easy to use. It folds up just like a dream. I got it in and out of the car without any effort at all. The saving that I made from having to put him in a nursing home came to about $192,000.
Does someone you love use a walker? Do they struggle to get up from a seated position? Are you a caregiver dealing with physical pain and stress as you help your patient? The Footbar Walker was designed to assist not only the patient, but also the caregiver. Patients have more control standing up, and no lifting from the caregiver is required. See how it works at thefootbarwalker.com. That's thefootbarwalker.com. Peggy, would you recommend the Footbar Walker?
Do I ever? I would not be in the health that I'm in today at this age had it not been for the Footbar Walker.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to Connecting Caregivers Radio on the Tantalk Network, where you can find help and hope with me, Becky Moultrie, your guest host today. For our birthday girl, Linda Burhans. She called in a little bit ago, if you heard her. We got a couple minutes left here. I want to talk about a special event that's coming up on Monday the 28th, from 5 to 7. We are having a mega mixer at the Pinellas Park Chamber. It's going to be at Park Station, which is at 5851 Park Boulevard. It's the brick clock tower building that's right there on Park Boulevard by the train tracks. There's a red caboose out back behind the building. You can kind of see it as you're driving along Park Boulevard, as you're heading west on Park towards 66th Street.
Okay, it's called Park Station. Most people call it the train station.
Yeah, I call it the train depot. It's a beautiful building. If you've never been in, I highly encourage you to stop by there this week. bring a donation by for Silver Santas. Silver Santas helps low-income seniors here in Pinellas County who live in assisted living facilities or senior care communities. These are individuals that all their money goes towards their housing, and then they get an allowance that allows them to buy their daily necessities, like their toothbrush, toothpaste, shampoo, body wash, new socks, new underwear, new pajamas. They only get $54 a month to do that. So we're having this event, and Alicia brought her daughter here with us today. And Sadie, last year you got to go shopping for a senior, and you've got two seniors that you're shopping for this year, right?
Yeah.
Okay, scoot up closer to the microphone, and tell me what you're buying.
So I have to buy clothes.
Yep.
Buy costume jewelry.
Ooh, she wanted some jewelry. Yeah.
Nail polish. And body wash for the dude, I think.
Yeah, body wash for the guy. Sure. Yeah. And these are like really basic, simple little things. Like, could you imagine not having shampoo to wash your hair?
That would suck, to be honest.
I mean, that just would not be good. I get it. And so it's great. I love that your mom does this. My son usually does shopping. My daughters love to do it. It's great for our kids to see the giving back.
Yes.
So much Christmas, we focus on the children, and rightly so. There are children out there that don't have any gifts this year, and there are great programs out there to support them. But I think it's so important to remember our seniors, those elders. Many of them are veterans that have defended our country and helped us be the land of the free and the home of the brave, and their wives that sent their husbands off to war. Mm-hmm. And now they're in assisted living, and they don't have a lot of money. And maybe they didn't save up as well as others, and they need a little hand here. So that's what we're doing this next week, is we are going to be collecting for those seniors. You can drop by Pinellas Park at Park Station and drop off those donations. You can also go online to make a monetary donation at silversantas.org. That is a 501c3. It's a tax deductible donation that you can make to Silver Santas. It goes under the Area Agency on Aging, and we're really thrilled to have that. Alicia, is there anything last thing you want to tell us about how people can contact you if they have any questions about cannabis and the medical use of cannabis? How do they get a hold of you?
Well, they can go on our website. They can look us up through Google, or they can give us a call. I mean, our phone number is it's my favorite. It's 844 it's 844-HOWANA, so it's 844-482-6263. So HOWANA is actually Marijuana from the Marijuana Act. So it was a fun little play on words, but...
There you go.
Yeah.
And they can find you on the internet on what site?
It's trichomehealthcenter.com. So
okay, so that's trichomehealthcenter.com.
Yep.
And if you have any questions about home care and bringing some help into your home, you can talk with me. I'm Becky Moultrie. I'm with Assisting Hands Home Care. We serve our seniors in the southern half of Pinellas County, right in the heart of Pinellas Park. We serve all of St. Petersburg, the beaches, Seminole area. If there's anything we can do to help when you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call. You can see us on assistinghands.com, or you can call us at 727-748-4211. We're really happy that you and Sadie came in today, Alicia. Thank you for being here with us. Thank you, Linda, for allowing me to have the opportunity to come in and host. You know, I always love to do it, love to talk and talk about our seniors and the great things we can be doing for them in the community. I wish everybody a happy, safe, healthy Thanksgiving weekend. May you all continue to be blessed. And I thank you for joining us today. Like us on our Facebook page, Connecting Caregivers Radio. We look forward to spending some time with you again next week. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand,
soon.